the end of the world. The persistent cough, the routine procedure, the congenital defect, the faulty wiring, the fire in the starboard engine, the force majeure, the mistress in the city, the last spirited thrust, the little breeze off the coast of Africa, the apples torn from the trees, the unopened mail, the paperboy ringing the bell, the atmospheric anomaly, the snow on the TV, the hot wind with its tincture of rotting fish, the wasp's nest of tumors, the drug-resistant strain, the feeding tube, the shunt, the morphine drip, the fatigue and general malaise, the night inventory of the medicine cabinet, the sleeping pills, the razor blades, the reversals suffered as a child, the bend in the road, the patch of black ice, the telephone pole advancing in the high beams, the statistical improbability, the cougar attack, the stray piece of cosmic debris, the locals celebrating the wedding of the loveliest girl in the village by firing their guns into the air. The title poem, The Good News About Armageddon, takes its name from a Seventh-day Adventist pamphlet, hand-delivered to the door, and the poem is a long poem that's in untitled sections, so I'll read a few of those. They're all short. Since they're untitled, I'll just pause and go on to the next one. The Good News About Armageddon. Young woman delivering the word door to door, I was lonely, invited you in. The time being short, we mustn't waste it. Drop of semen, speck of dust, yada yada. My father's tanned arm out the car window, his hand cupping the rush of cool air, then letting it go. I have never met an angel, but I imagine their wings under clothes, hymenopterous. Here, my lucky number, sit a spell. It will take a while for the wave to reach us. As seen on TV, the president's limousine moves only as fast as a man can walk. My room is small, stale with cigarettes. Yes, I've started again. Death by cancer seems remote, like worrying over a paper cut. Behind the barricades, patriots waving their stumps and hooks. Viagra Megaton Karoshi, how marvelous the words my century has made. My bad, I should learn to chill out with a mochaccino, right-size my rage. Careful. The beverage you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. Love, I've given up on nearly everything. Black villages, 24/7 Taliban, TTYL. Stay until the lights go out, not if, but when. Gonna get reacquainted with nature. Gonna take my Gore-Tex for a walk. At dusk, the landscape loses definition, tiny detonations in the brush. Still a long piece from home, is this unknowing, a cloud of black flies. Let them come, lift my sorry flesh little by little into the sky. Online, I am no closer to the blessed interconnectedness. Deaf woman mauled by mountain lion, are Paris Hilton's 15 minutes over yet? Outside, a cold wind scatters the last of the fallen leaves. Human disinterest story, corpse lay next to TV for 3 years. This just in from Hubble, a pair of black holes locked in death dance. Make it your screensaver. Are we winning the war on terror? I think it might snow. Out past the chevrons, the car radio has only one thing on its mind. Potsherd flint arrowhead, green circuit board. A funny thing happened on the way to the landfill. Don't worry about the compass. I wouldn't know how to read it anyway. The sky's misbehaving, hailstones pocking the hood, little stars in the windshield. Leave a trail of crumbs. I'll be along soon, a half hour later in Newfoundland. More signs, the germs in my kitchen. This morning, a dead crow. C'est la vie, c'est la fin de la vie. And some were rising, others just falling to sleep. In these hours of prolific doubt, how will we acquit ourselves? The narcissist googles himself ad infinitum. The torturer whistles while she works. Shall I tend the garden or let it grow up in weeds? If you can't save the world, then perhaps you should leave. And before I take my leave, I'll read one new one, and that'll be it. They loved the idea of trees and occasionally to stroll among them. They loved how quiet the city when it snowed and the view from the air as they flew. Sleek and laminar, they hurtled from one instant to the next. They had been given a broad mandate, subdue the continents, the sea and sky, fortify the savage border. It was written in their sacred texts. They were the bee's knees, the mutt's nuts. Their enlightenment was collateral. They recalibrated the detectors. They perfected the machine-human interface. They left their footprints in the dust of other worlds. They didn't know what they didn't know. They disabled the fail-safes. They reverse-engineered the Big Bang. They reintroduced the wolves. They mea culpa'd toward the door. And they loved to dance. Thanks very much.